Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. It's David Gibson. And our show today is on tuning forks, which are mostly about frequencies. And so we're going to be talking about different frequencies and different tuning fork sets and different types of tuning forks. And so our intention is that everybody might get exactly the frequency they need for whatever they have going on, whether it's a pain, a organ, a disease, or just higher consciousness. So before we get started, let me tell you about what's going on here at the Institute. We have our next semester starting September 4th, and if you pay in full by August 15th, you can get discounts. We've got at the Institute, that's September 4th, we've got the Sound Healing Certificate Program, which is three nights a week and some weekends. And also, it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. We work with a lot of voice, crystal bowls, tuning forks, the full perspective of instruments at all levels of reality, whether it's frequencies, timbres or sounds, musical intervals, music, and intention. And we've got a dozen different instructors, so you get a wide perspective. It's profound what happens around here. You also get to play with all of the instruments in our store. And that's September 4th. It's also the first semester of the degree program, which is four semesters. So it goes September 4th to December 12th, and then three more semesters if you want to continue into the degree. We also have that same program online. Starts about every 2 weeks. You could actually start this Tuesday, August 14th, or August 23rd, or September 4th online. And that's a couple of nights a week, Tuesdays and Thursday nights, and then also Saturday mornings. And it works really well. I mean, you get to practice on friends and family, but we're also doing voice a lot in the class and toning and chanting and listening to different videos, watching different videos and listening to different CDs and practicing. It's very effective. There's really three main goals three main objectives in the sound healing program. The first is to really get you in the zone, which is easy to do with sound. So we do tons of meditations, because the more you're in the zone, the more you go to a place of peace and stillness, the more you, the stronger you are and the more stable you are in the midst of challenges, and the more access you have to source and spirit energy, which can give you the ultimate, which is all information in the universe, right? So that's the first one. The second objective is to really understand the way the universe works based on vibration. And that is not only nature and spirit, but also the way it works through the body and consciousness. So it's a complete understanding of how it all works. So we can really entrain our mind back into synchronicity with nature and source, right? So we learn about how it works so we can get the mind, so we can get it back to just being present, really. The third objective is to teach you skills and techniques that you can use to open up your own practice, or add to your practice, or work in a facility somewhere, like a hospital or alternative therapy center or yoga centers are starting to have sound healing all the time now too. So those are our main three objectives, whether it's the certificate or the associates here or online. We also have the audio recording program starting September 5th. It's a couple of afternoons and evenings per week, and it's about how to run a digital audio workstation to be able to record, mix, and produce, totally separate than the sound healing program. It's very powerful. I wrote the number one selling book in audio recording and sound healing, so I have a unique perspective. Also, we've got what else? Other events. The other big event, of course, is our sound healing conference, and that's October 5th through the 8th. And if you pay or if you register by August 15th, you still get the early bird discount. Oh my God. These conferences, this is our seventh one. They're profound. It's just so joyful. Everybody's walking around in bliss, right? And just really great information and meditations and also concerts. We've got Scott Huckabee coming. We've got Wah. It's going to be there. And a full range of other musicians for one night. The second night, we've got a big gong, like huge gongs coming in. We got Kimberly Bass, Gabriel Gold, Bodhi Sechko, David DeLulo. It's amazing time. We've got about 20 booths that are going to be all about sound and vibration. And we also have meals and everything. So you can find it all at globesoundhealingconference.com. We also have an interesting workshop, pre-conference workshop on October 5th, where we're going to be talking about different technologies and different techniques to change the world. And a woman who works with a lot of philanthropists in the Bay Area is bringing philanthropists and investors, or inviting philanthropists and investors to the workshop. So if you have any technologies or techniques, you could show up as well at that workshop, and we'll be talking about anything that not only that I'm doing, but anything in the audience that people are doing that's really interesting. So that's October 5th, the pre-conference workshop before the conference on the 6th through the 8th. So again, globesoundhealingconference.com. We also have many therapies we're doing. We actually have our voice analysis class going on. We sell the voice analysis program called Voice Analysis Harmony. You can find it at voiceanalysisharmony.com. And it analyzes what's going on with your voice to determine everything from weaknesses in organs all the way to specific issues physically and emotionally. And then you get a remedy of a CD in the key that you're missing. And you can also get a treatment for $65 online, but the software is like it's $800 right now. We have a sale going on right now for all of our products that's going to be going at least till Wednesday, where just about everything is 10 or even 15% off as well. So it doesn't say it on the website, if you go on the website and buy anything, I'll send you a refund within 24 hours for the 10% or whatever the discount is. So we also have an assessment where we can find your home note, where you're at peace. That's a really good one for anxiety, or also good for ADD and autism as well. And in fact, we just had a child come in that has cerebral palsy a couple of weeks ago, and we found his home note. He was 3 years old. And when we hit his note, he stopped kind of swinging around and just became really present and looked me in the eye and just seemed perfectly normal. It was really, really amazing. We also have many other treatments you can find at thesoundtherapycenter.com. We also have, again, the store is having a sale. We've got a lot of over 300 items. We've got crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, sound chairs, and sound lounges, which are profoundly effective, really effective for PTSD. We have a guy that's working now with over 1,000 first responders which I didn't realize, but first responders have a really high rate of suicide. And he says that's profound what's happening. It's like everybody is totally relaxing and going back to peace and able to really be able to handle their job now. And so it's really quite effective. It's also really good for PTSD as well. So that's the sound lounges, sound chairs. We also have the bass pod, which is unbelievably effective for pain. If you got any pain, you put this little subwoofer right on it with frequencies for muscles or nerves or tendons or bones, whatever you have going on, and the pain will be gone within 2 to 3 minutes. It's really effective. You can also use the CDs, the frequency CDs, the cymatic CDs, with headphones. You can put the headphones right on the body without using the bass pod. The bass pod's just more effective. And that's also in our store. We also are selling now sound chambers. We have them as I've gotten very detailed downloads on how to build them. The main one is the King's Chamber with a dodecahedron around the King's Chamber, plus an octahedron frame around that. And we've got the material very specifically designed and profound consciousness raising device. For one that holds about 20 people, of course it's in the millions, but we can come and help. We have an architect that's totally involved now. So if you're interested in sound chambers, let us know. We also make smaller ones that you can put in your home as well. That's also at the store under soundoflove.com. You can find everything, all the classes, therapies, and all the store at soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can call me at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. So the tuning forks are unbelievably effective for many things, especially for pain and for a lot of different issues that you might have, whether it be like fibromyalgia or especially pain is like the main. But there's also, they can just be used to get you in the zone. First of all, there's two types of tuning forks. There's the weighted tuning forks that have a little weight on the end of them that makes them vibrate way more. And that way you can feel them way more physically on the body. So those are the ones we normally put on the body. When you hit the tuning fork, you actually put the stem of the tuning fork on the body. Although my kitty really likes the other end, but I keep telling her, if you're going to touch the other end, it stops vibrating. So you got to put the stem on you or else it will stop, right? And then there's unweighted tuning forks, which are not as loud, but they're really good for the aura. You can feel them if you put them on the body a little bit, but they're generally not. Normally, the unweighted forks are more high-frequency forks, not always, but we often make the higher frequencies not weighted because the weight doesn't do much for a high frequency because you're not going to feel a high frequency as much as a low frequency. So the weighted forks are normally, not always, but they're normally the lower frequencies. When it comes to choosing tuning forks, there's really, let me pull up the store here. There's really a couple of ways you can go. You can find or get tuning forks that are tuned to something in the natural world. And we'll talk about different things they're tuned to. Some things that are tuned to nature, tuning forks that are tuned to systems of numbers or frequencies that are auspicious. So you could get like solfeggio tuning forks that are tuned to very specific numbers. Or you can get the 111, 111, 222, 333. These are the triple numbers. So you can get tuning forks tuned to nature or auspicious numerology numbers, right, that are really auspicious numbers. Or you can get very specific and get tuning forks tuned to specific organs or to specific parts of the body or to your soul note or to any disease even, to break up the disease. You can get tuning forks tuned to your heart, right? So you can get very specific. So generally, that's not the way most people go. People do it, though, and because there's so many possibilities. But if you find that you need a specific frequency, we can make it up within 3 weeks. You'll have that fork. I just was talking to a psychic a couple of weeks ago, and he said that he really believes that most disease gets stored in the teeth. And if you break up that energy in the teeth, it actually, the meridians that go to all the different parts of the body clear. And so he works on clearing the teeth. And I said to him, well, what frequency could we use for that so we don't have to call you all the time? And he says, just a second. And he checked in. And he said, they're saying 581 hertz for the trigeminal nerve, which is a nerve that goes to all the teeth and also throughout the entire cranium and through the whole head, 581 hertz. So we actually made up a tuning fork at 581 hertz now. That's very cool. Very cool. So you can get really specific with forks if you want, right? So the main system that we use is forks that are tuned to nature and things like that. Things that are basically, by using these forks tuned to nature, you're recalibrating your system back to the natural world. And so that's kind of the basis of the way a lot of people use the forks. So one thing that probably one of the most common systems out there for tuning forks are the Just Intonation and Pythagorean sets. Let me explain if you don't know what that means. Most people don't, right? The harmonics in any sound, the higher frequencies that make up a sound, I can do bring out the harmonics in my voice. All sounds have higher frequencies just about like that. There's some that are pure tones, but not very many. And those harmonics, those higher frequencies, are always mathematical multiples of the fundamental or base note of the main note of the sound. And so if you've got like 100 hertz sound, then the harmonics are going to be 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 6, which means it'll be 200 hertz, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700. They're not doubling, they're just mathematical multiples, 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, right? So all sounds just about, most sounds I should say, are based on this mathematical structure of mathematical multiples. So there's, in the beginning, just about all music was tuned to each note in the octave, each note on the instrument, that is, at every octave, was tuned to the harmonics in one note. So that the scale you're playing is tuned to the harmonics in each note, basically. Basically the first note, right? Like, so if you got a harp, you play the first string and you find the harmonics on that string and you tune all the other strings on the harp to the harmonics on that first string, right? And this is called just intonation when you tune that way. And again, this is the way all societies did it. And also, the mathematical multiple structure, 1 × 2 × 3 × is the same throughout nature. It's the same in the distance between the planets. It's the same in the weight of each vertebrae in your back, in the distance of electron shells around the nucleus of an atom. It's even at the quantum level energetically. It's in string theory, this mathematical structure. It's throughout nature. So when you play something that is tuned to the harmonic series, 1 × 2 × 3 × 4 × right? You're recalibrating yourself back to a system that is rampant, very common in nature. Pythagorean tuning is just like just intonation. It's a little more refined in that it's still the harmonic series, but it's the musical fifth within the harmonic series. So those are very common sets that are sold to really retune to nature. Another very popular set is the solar system set. And these forks are actually tuned. We've got all the planets you can actually get, but generally we sell a 3-fork set that's tuned to the Earth, Sun, and Moon. The frequencies were derived by calculating the number of seconds it takes for the Earth to go around the Sun, if you're doing the Earth, for the Moon to go around the Earth, and then the spinning of the Sun. The number of seconds, then this is what they do. They put 1 over that number mathematically, and then octavize it up, which means double it, until you get back to a frequency that you can use. And that's how they find the frequency of those planets. So that's a very popular set, the solar system set. We also have the 432 hertz set. The 432 hertz is probably the most popular frequency of all these days. A lot of people were doing 528 hertz, but Leonard Horowitz now admits there's no research that has anything to do with love. 432 hertz is the frequency of cells. It's what they tuned to in ancient Egypt. It's the radius of the sun, 432 million miles across, average frequency of a baby cry. Some people say it's the heart meridian, and it creates a beautiful mandala cymatic pattern inside each water droplet. So it's a very auspicious frequency. Also, mathematically, I figured out that the distance to the sun is 108 suns. And 108 is exactly 2 octaves below 432. So when you have an octave above or below something, it ties into it very specifically. So we sell a whole set of octaves, the 432 hertz and the 216 hertz, which is half of 432, so an octave below. And that's the honeybee. The honeybee vibrates, or its wings actually do 216 hertz. And that has also been proven to levitate. The honeybees actually levitate in a frequency that they create with their wings, because their wings are so tiny that they can't fly with them very well. So we have the 216 hertz, and then we have the 108 hertz, which is 2 octaves below 432, which is an auspicious number in India. And you know, you have 108 mula beads, and you can also chant something 108 times, and you obtain enlightenment, right? And then we have the 54 hertz, which is an octave below that, which is a really powerful bass frequency that's good for pain, and also vibrates really strongly on the body. So 4 forks, 432, 216, 108, and 54. And that's a very cool, auspicious set tuned to many things in nature. Then we have the Schumann resonance tuning forks. The Schumann resonance forks are tuned to 58.725 and 66.55 hertz. And the reason they're, and the difference between those is the Schumann resonance, which is 7.83 hertz. The Schumann resonance is a frequency that vibrates in the atmosphere between the Earth and the ionosphere electromagnetically. It is triggered by lightning and is measured by HeartMath every day. They've got six devices around the planet that measure it, and it's average of 7.83 hertz. Some people say it's going up. It is not going up. I called Roland McCready, the main researcher at HeartMath, when that rumor came out, and he said, absolutely not. It has not gone up at all. In fact, it's gone down over the last 5 years a little bit. So this is a frequency that entrains brains into the threshold between alpha and theta. And it's been around for millions and millions of years. So we're all completely addicted to it, strung out, right? And if we don't get it, we now get sick. And since it's an electromagnetic frequency, it gets wiped out by cell phone towers and all types of electromagnetic devices, including electricity and Wi-Fi and all of that. So it's so much needed that they give it to astronauts when they're in outer space so that they can be synchronized to the planet. So they actually pulse it electromagnetically into their arm. In fact, you can actually buy a device or a watch that actually pulses the Schumann resonance into you. We actually sell many devices that actually pulse the Schumann resonance, including a water device. So the tuning forks are difference between the two forks is 7.83. But what's cool about these forks is also the average of those two frequencies of 58.7 and 66.555. is exactly, eight octaves above 7.83. So when a lot of people don't realize it, you hear, besides the difference between two frequencies, which is a binaural beat, you actually hear the average. So the average is like around 62.64 exactly. And that's exactly multiple octaves above 7.83. So these forks are very cool. Now, so you can experience this. I've actually created a recording of the Schumann resonance where one frequency is in the left ear and the other frequency is in the right ear. So it creates binaural beats that entrain your brain into this frequency so you can get back to nature. And we toned on top of it for like almost 10 minutes. And so when we toned with the intention of reconnecting to nature. So if you like, tone along with this recording of the Schumann resonance for 10 minutes, and I can guarantee you will get high. Okay. Okay. So enjoy. This is the Schumann resonance with us toning on top of it. Schumann resonance. We also have forks tuned to 111 and 112.45. 111 hertz is a really auspicious frequency that's been used since the beginning of time. We actually had a woman that took my online certificate program, and before she took the program, before she even knew about it, she had a migraine and was up late and heard a voice that said, "Tone this." And she looked over at her digital clock and it said 111. So she did a search online and found our website where we actually have different frequencies. We even have some recordings of a lot of the frequencies. And she started toning 111 hertz and her migraine went away. So she signed up for the Sound Healing Certificate Program the next day and did her final paper on 111 hertz. And 111 is really auspicious. There is a guy that says that it is really good for cellular health as well, but it's also been used since the beginning of time in chanting, but also it's in sacred sites. The measurements in sacred sites, and it's actually a frequency that is the triple number is also a big deal as well. And also, the 100, if we use 111 and 112.45, the difference is 1.45 hertz. Now, that's called the ultra healing frequency, and it's been found in over 70 sacred sites. I'm not sure how it manifests, but they say they found it in 70 sacred sites, and that's 1.45 hertz. And so it's also helps activate the hypothalamus and pituitary glands, which are most people say are the third eye, and the pineal glands, which is the crown chakra. So these are really effective, but they're also really good for headaches, right? So you use both of them, 111 and 112.45, and it's actually, I've had many people say that they're able to get rid of their headaches. So what I did is actually created a song with these two frequencies in it. So the song is tuned to these two frequencies, and the rhythm is based on the difference, the 1.45 hertz, which is like wah, 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 right? So check out this song, which is called Headache Relief. It's actually being used at Massachusetts General for headaches, believe it or not. So check out this song called Headache Relief. If you have headphones, it's even more effective. If not, enjoy anyway. Okay. Zoom, all headaches are gone. Other frequencies, we do have a whole set of tuning forks, as mentioned, that are tuned to the triple numbers, 111 all the way up to 999 hertz. It's supposed to be also good for cell rejuvenation. Let's see what else we have. We also have a tuning fork tuned to the frequency of the honeybee, which is 216 hertz. Oh, I mentioned that one. We also have a chakra set that is tuned to the frequencies based on bioresonance, according to Paul Schmidt. He's done the most extensive research on the frequencies within the human organism. The frequencies of these forks are based on his research. So according to Paul Schmidt, all parts of the body have their own oscillation and resonate on their own special frequencies. So the frequency for the root chakra is 45 hertz, sacral is 55, solar plexus is 70, heart's 85, throat 90, third eye 95, and crown is 100. And so that's a really popular set as well. We can also make tuning forks. In that same book by Paul Schmidt, he actually has the frequency of acupuncture points. So we can actually make tuning forks tuned to the acupuncture points in the body. And so you can use the tuning forks on acupuncture points with the frequency of acupuncture points, which is very cool. Very cool. Let's see. We do have also the 1111 hertz, which is a really high frequency. It's really great for clearing a room. We call it sonic sage. It's up there like really high. It's also really effective when you go around the body with it. It's really quite effective for the auras. We have forks that are tuned to frequencies that have been proven in research by Nobel Prize winner Peter Agre that open up the cells, the ionic channels in the cell membrane to receive water. So this is really good for water absorption in the body. And it's 22 hertz, 44 hertz, and 66 hertz. So these are well proven that these frequencies are helpful for that. So we have that whole set. Then we've got the sets that are tuned to the archangels. And what they've done is they've taken the name of the archangel and numerologically changed it into a number. So for Archangel Michael, it's 101 hertz. And then what we've done is used the musical fifth above that, which is 151.5. So you got a really beautiful harmonic interval. So Archangel and the musical fifth, it used to be my favorite fork until I got the Schumann set. I really like the Schumann set. But the Archangel Michael is really good to pull in that energy. Or you can, and we can make tuning forks to any Archangel or Ascended Master or Alien for that matter, right? So these are some of the frequencies. I mean, there's also 45 hertz that's been proven to regenerate bones. Oh, I forgot to mention the solfeggio frequency. We have the solfeggio set, which is six forks tuned to the six main solfeggio frequencies. And these are frequencies that were discovered by Joseph Pelayo about 30 years ago. Most of the information on the web is really wrong. They aren't ancient frequencies. They're actually discovered by doing numerology on the Bible, certain sections of the Bible, and they only got these numbers, and they decided to use them as frequencies. And then someone added the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la to them, and that was those are called the solfege vowels, and those were come up with by Father Guido in 1000 AD. So that's how people got confused that these frequencies are actually ancient. They aren't. The vowels are ancient, right? So these are very cool. They are really good for breaking up stuck energy, and a lot of people are find them really effective. They also, all of the numbers add up to 3, 6, or 9 numerologically. So 396 hertz would be 3 plus 9 is 12, 12 plus 6 is 18, and then the 1 and the 8 of the 18 equals a 9. And the 528 hertz is 5 plus 2 is 7, 7 plus 8 is 15, and the 1 and the 5 of the 15 equals 6. So they all add up to 3, 6, or 9. And then there, we also have a second solfeggio set, the extended set, that both of our instructors, Randy Masters and Judy Cole, came up with independently. Judy Cole got a download from her guides, and Randy came up with them on her, on their own. If you take all of the numbers on the keypad of your phone and go up and down in any order, you will get all the solfeggio numbers and the extended ones, which is a trip, huh? And so we now have the second solfeggio set that both Judy and Randy came up with within like a week of each other, too. It's like totally bizarre. So we've got the basic set that Joseph Pelayo came up with and the extended set. Again, we can tune tuning forks to anything you want. Oh, probably the coolest thing is to do an assessment where we play each of the 12 notes and we find your note and make a tuning fork tune to you based on just intonation tuning. But it would be tuned to you to bring you back to your center, to your home, where you're at peace, your immune system flourishes, creativity ensues, and it's a portal to oneness, where you're one with everything in the universe, where we also find universal love. That's all. So you can, if you want to check out all these sets, we have them on our, in our store at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also call us about any forks you'd like to get. And we have a sale going on right now, although I didn't do this to promote our sale, believe it or not. I just thought it'd be cool to talk about frequencies. So once again, we return to our intention that everybody gets exactly the frequency they need for healing or raising their consciousness. And we hold that intention through the weekend, through the week, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes ahead. Thanks so much for listening, and take care.